Rest is awareness. That's all I have to say. That's some, the only way to bridge it. And all of the instruction that's given to all of us throughout all of our lives about modifying the mind somehow by shuffling around everything that appears within it, where has that ever led anyone? You know, we might have a few people on the globe who are immensely beneficial. However, when you realize that everyone is by nature beneficial, what does that really say? It says, you know, that conventions, even though they may produce some limited result, that there's something beyond what we've known ourselves to be conventionally that is even more profound. So attempts to quiet the mind are no different than a letting the mind run wild. They're just another way of the mind running wild, actually. But now it's in an attempt to quiet the mind. There's nothing to quiet. What could be easier than that? Everything is already in a state of complete quietude, no matter what it is. When we look at everything just as it is, its quiescence is profound. Its super completeness is totally obvious. What could be more evident? And so some of these approaches that are patched together that are about modifying the mind, they're really just another form of immense and intense hubris, false pride that somehow places a human being or human beings at the center of all life. Like we're the grand monarch of all that's living. Guess what? We're not. You know, fly out into space sometime and look back. You'll just see a blue orb with no distinction. You don't see, oh yeah, they're the human beings and there's the blue orb. And the human beings are the super intelligence ruling everything. That's just silly. You know, these kinds of beliefs, they're really at this critical juncture in human history, silly. They're really primitive beliefs. So, you know, all this toying with the mind, saying, oh, I'm modifying my mind, so now I'm much better than everyone else who isn't modifying the mind. It's all more of the same thing. Just relax. Get to know yourself as you are. What would you rather do, modify your mind or engage in another fruitless endeavor? Or just rest and enjoy your life. Enjoy your life completely. Just totally and completely. Just knowing that everything you do, any single day that you rest as awareness or even rest as awareness for even a few moments of that day, you're going to have a better day. Just that, something totally simple and plain spoken. Everyone here would agree with me. No matter how much difficulty you may have resting as awareness, then any just a few moments of rest thrown in and wow, it makes everything a lot better. The whole picture starts to look better. And you know what? That will never end. No matter how profoundly you're resting as awareness, even resting as awareness without trying to do so, that response of total glory and of the never-endingness of it will always be. So there's no destination to get to, no goal to reach, nothing to modify, nothing to transform, nothing to poke and prod and try to figure out. There's just the complete ease of everything as it is. Why bother with everything that's never worked anyway? Or, you know, if it has worked, then you find something that works. Oh, positive affirmations. Yeah, these really work. Now we'll use that as an example. That's something that's been very popular. Positive affirmations. I'm going to have a positive mind, positively affirm positive things within my life and within the mind, like I am rich and famous, or I'm a good mother, or, you know, whatever it is. Well, please. you know. So these things might work for a while. I'm a good mother. And then the next day you notice you're a better mother. But then the next day you're hell on wheels with your kids, you know. So what we see is that these things, they may seem to work for a short while, but then we forget all about them. So you see, any kind of strategy to try to modify the natural order of things, it guarantees sadness. It guarantees fatigue. It guarantees cynicism. It guarantees increasing hopelessness at some level. No matter how well we might be able to patch life together, there will always be that part of us that is completely unanswered by our life. And that which will be unanswered will be the true part of ourselves, that which is already completely relaxed. Do you have to relax all at once? No. If you're into this self-concern and activity of constantly modifying your thoughts and emotions, then just begin initially to rest as awareness. All this doing and attempting to change, attempting to figure things out, attempting to describe everything that's going on, all this will naturally settle out in an easeful way without you doing anything other than resting as awareness. Just rest as awareness in all situations, no matter what. And if that's too easy for you, then that means it just means that you're more interested in puffing yourself up with your points of view about spiritual life or whatever else it might be. Dale?
I can sort of see that nothing needs to be done. I can see, possibly see the truth of that. But when one says that nothing can be done about appearances, I'm wondering about that, because what do you say about the action of somebody like a Martin Luther King or the action of Peter going into the prisons?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing something that they feel will improve things, and I think does improve things. So that's one question I have.
Then we'll stay with that.
Okay.
Let's take prisons, for example, or Martin Luther King. Now both of these issues, they're very important issues. And, of course, we'd never want to stop the progressive activities of someone like Martin Luther King, whose sole purpose is to establish the equality of all people. Or, you know, say in prisons, the purpose of a prison is to make society a safe place to be. So in one case, we want to establish the equality of all people. In the other, we want to make society a safe place to be. These are very worthy efforts. However, do we want to engage in those efforts in a way that will deliver piecemeal results? Or do we want to engage in those efforts in an ultimate way? So even say we are someone like Martin Luther King, or someone else who is of profound benefit to the world, to the whole wide world. Are we just going to settle for whatever it is we're doing, or are we going to see if maybe there's something else in that by which we can provide even more profound benefit? Now, the activities of Martin Luther King and the activities of prisons have only delivered piecemeal results. There isn't even a baseline kind of equality between the people of the world. I travel everywhere, and there is extreme and pervasive inequality among the people of the world. And as far as society being a safe place to be, no matter where I've gone, there's no society that's safe to be. There's no society that's safe to be whatsoever. Yet within our own power, we have this ultimate power for society to be a safe place to be and for all people to be equal. but it will only come from wisdom and skillful means that doesn't divvy things up as better and worse. And so I'm just saying, no matter how exalted your activities may be, and there are people in this room who are being profoundly beneficial in a very wide scope of activity, know that there's more. You know, there's more to be revealed. It's just like for you movers and shakers in the world of profound benefit, you know, like you, just know that even though your activities in the world are reaching many people in a very significant way, in resting as awareness, what's beyond that is a scope you could have never dreamt of being of benefit, way beyond the current population of people you're serving. And, you know, not only bringing about benefit that's piecemeal and kind of looks like it's working. You know, when someone like Martin Luther King or Gandhi or Mother Teresa or whoever it may be, when they, or the woman who went around the world eradicating landmines, when they stand up and they say, "Stop!" everybody listens. You know, but if it only helps in a piecemeal way, who cares about, you know, piecemeal things when humankind is in the situation it's in? We need to pull ourselves up by the bootstraps and go beyond that to the real stuff of our lives. I'm an old progressive from way back. You know, I've tried it all. But what I arrived at is that I said, you know, what is the stuff of my life? How am I going to live my life? How can I best be of service to the most people the most of the time? And this is what I arrived at. Now, because I was doing many things that were beneficial. There are people in this room who were involved with me in some of those activities. But I'll tell you that when you get down to the essence of everything, that's at the crux of everything, and you just rest as that, then you see a way of being in yourself that you never knew was there. And you become possible of doing things you never could have done otherwise. So it's just a choice. I'm not saying everybody stop what they're doing or any kind of extreme notion like that. I'm just saying, look. Look from the pristine clarity of your own mind. Look from the potent wisdom clarity of your own mind that knows everything. And from that vantage, act for the benefit of all. Did you have another question?
Yes. Just when you speak about everything in nature being relaxed, this is probably just a matter of clarification. Clearly a gazelle that's being chased by a lion is not relaxed. There's tremendous tension there. So I think you're using relaxed in a different way, in the sense that it's doing exactly what it needs to do at that moment. I just wanted to clear up that contradiction.
There's no contradiction, first of all. There isn't really any contradiction anywhere. There's only contradiction when we quantify and qualify, subjectify and objectify. That's when contradiction begins. And that's fine, you know, we have a world that can operate all right in that way. But the world that's operating in that way is gradually caving in on itself. And this is due to the activity of one species only. And so, you know, we need to say to ourselves, well, are we going to continue on as we are? Or are we going to know more about ourselves than we already know? So this is a very simple proposition. It's just like if you talk about the gazelle, with the lion running after it and you have an entirely anthropomorphic perspective, then what you're doing is projecting your own thoughts and feelings onto the gazelle and the lion. Whereas with the gazelle and the lion, they have no process of reification. In other words, of substantializing anything about anything that's occurring. Everything just is as it is. Completely free-form space. There's no editorial comment. There's no notion about the gazelle being the center of all life or the lion being the center of all life. So you see, when you rest, you start to see that this anthropomorphic vantage in which the human being is projecting everything onto everything else about their own being and their own experience of life, that it's really very limited. For example, the gazelle has never experienced tension. The gazelle, in what you would call tense, its experience is spontaneous being. And the rage of the lion, the same thing, spontaneous being. The carnivorous wanting to gobble up some other flesh is spontaneous being. So, you know, you can know the mundane about that, or you can know the essence of it. What would you rather know?